I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think I'm like still reckoning with the fact TJ McConnell's in the NBA Finals. He's 4 wins away from being an NBA champion. And the thing that is crazy about this, he is not just like along for the ride. He's not Brian Scalabrine, the end of the bench, making YouTube videos about how he can work over any punk ass who challenges him at the gym for a game of one-on-one. He is one of their 7 most important players. Like, they have a 7-man rotation, maybe an 8-man rotation. He's generally, depending on the day, going to get either the second most minutes off the bench, sometimes the most, or at worst, the 3rd most bench minutes. Hit a big 3 in the decisive game, had a couple of assists, couple big rebounds. Goes in there, Donnie, and just, I don't know, man. It's for a place that where I understand it's like fashionable because some people in the media, not naming names here, and don't guess at who it is. I'm really not naming like specific names. It's just a small group of people in the media who like to tell you that everyone here hates basketball and always will. It's kind of wild to think about the fact that a kid who was about he weighed as much as Craig did, our boss, when he was in high school, is not just along for the ride, is not just going to get like a ring if they win for wearing his warm-up suit on the bench and being an attaboy high-five guy. He comes off the bench and does cool stuff for the Pacers. Hits his little floaters. If they leave him open, he hits threes. Makes his slick little passes that he's been making since he was at Duquesne, really, then Arizona, really, since he was at Char Valley. Like, goes in there and is an actual problem for the opposing team. He was an issue for the Knicks. He did not have, like, an unbelievable series, but in fact, the game where he really came out of the chute hot, they ended up blowing a lead. But he's one of the best players on a team that's 4 wins away from winning a world championship. And he's from basically the neighboring district that Alex and I lived in for 5 or 6 years. That is just, we always hear about how Pittsburgh doesn't produce high school hoops talent, and it doesn't like it used to in the heyday in the 60s or 70s when there was a lot more of it. Even the 80s, you could probably make an argument if I went back and looked. I just think it's very cool in a sport we usually don't associate with this city, specifically at the pro level, to see somebody like my local pride. Not that I wouldn't be watching anyway, Donnie, but I do wonder for people out there if like the local pride factor takes over and you tune into this because, hey, it's not just that TJ McConnell's playing. Like, TJ McConnell is going to be getting 18 to 20 minutes a night in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely gives people a reason to either watch, even if it's just a game of the NBA Finals, or at least have a rooting interest if they are basketball fans but don't know which way to lean on either team here, because they're both kind of neutral teams, I would say. It's not like one of the, you know, the more polarizing matchups of brands.
Oh, David Stern's rolling over in his grave.
Indiana
that this
and
isn't
Oklahoma
a big,
City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, is Stern mad.
But, I mean, think about if you were somebody that played with, played against, even knew one of the many relatives of TJ McConnell, and maybe they had a connection to, your basketball career. Maybe you just went to school with him. Maybe you're somebody who went to Char Valley
with
TJ
McConnell.
There are
kids who could say, like, oh, yeah, TJ worked me over for 30 points. There's somebody listening to this show, chances are, who got, like, abused by McConnell on a high school basketball court.
I mean, that would give me plenty of reason to watch. Like, hey, I want to see this guy at the highest level of the game. He has a chance to win a championship.
And be like a real contributor. So he was six.
Right, like he's not going to be out on the floor for 3 minutes.
He was top 10 last year. He was 7th in the league for sixth man of the year. That's a big award. Like, that award actually matters. He was 11th several years back. He's just one of their better bench players. He comes in, he gives them 18 a night, basically, minutes-wise. He gets 9, 4, and about 2.5 boards a night. Like, that's not bad work. You throw in the fact that he gets about a steal per game, that is a useful NBA player. On a team that has a star point guard, like, the fact that they can rely on him to come in and give them a quarter and a half of work, I feel like, you know, it's just cool, man. I'm already getting killed in the YouTube comments. He's never been an issue at one day in his life in the NBA. I don't know, a guy comes off the bench and you can't stop him in a game here or there. Like, I'm not saying he's the reincarnation of Magic Johnson out there, Bob Cousy. And Cousy was doing it against plumbers and bricklayers, Donnie. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
But a guy coming in, no, I'm kidding about that, by the way. Don't yell at me, listeners. Kidding about the Cousy thing. Kind of. You go in, you get 9 or 10 a game, you get a handful of assists. That's like filling up an NBA stat sheet in a useful way. I just think about, like, my basketball experience here. I think the highlight of my life in basketball, as far as, like, where did the person end up playing, was getting dunked on violently by a guy who ended up averaging 2 points per game at Boston University. Not great. But this will have me, like, I would watch this series anyway. I've got to imagine there's a curiosity factor for people out there, too. Like, if you don't pick up the NBA and watch it at all, but you're dimly aware of the fact that, wait, a kid from Chartiers Valley who's 6 foot nothing, basically, goes in and gets a lot of minutes for a team that could win it all, I would imagine that's got to, like, kick some people into, okay, I'm going to watch and see what he's all about. Shooting his little, like, extended hang floater jumpers here. Like, he's just plays a very interesting style for them.
I mean, he plays the glue guy role, and he fills and checks every single box that you would expect that player to do. So even if he doesn't score 25 points a night, he's seemingly always around the basketball all over the floor. He's going to be one of the main defenders. I mean, he was an elite college defender, and he's still a pretty damn good one in the NBA. So, like, no matter what, he's going to be around the basketball anytime he's on the floor.
He's, in these playoffs, he's only averaging, I was surprised to see this, he averaged almost 12 a game in last year's playoffs, 12 and 5 assists and then 3 boards. He's averaging a touch under his season scoring average, but, like, I think I've had, like, a weird thing where I haven't seen every one of their playoff games this year. Every time I've turned on the game and he's been in, generally he's been doing good things. Like, him coming off in game 3, I think it was, and just having, I think, 10 or 12 in the first quarter. And also, because he's, like, the little guy out there, he's not going to dunk on anybody. When he gets it going in front of the home fans, it's very funny. They all get, like, ultra fired up because there's definitely a vibe of, oh, you're letting this guy clown you now. He came off the bench for Halliburton, and you're just letting him clown you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Halliburton is obviously their star, but I would almost guarantee that the fan favorite in Indiana is TJ McConnell.
Well, it's not just that. That can have a negative connotation where it's like the try-hard guy. The teammates there love him. If you ever read anything about him, they love him on that team because, like, it's just like perfect teammate kind of situation. Like, does all the right things, does all the little things. If you're Halliburton, you've got to feel like he helps you out because you don't have to go and play, like, 38 hard minutes a night necessarily. You can get, like, a decent amount of rest because the guy coming in for you is a competent basketball player. So I'm pumped to watch him. I think it's just kind of surreal to see a guy who's in his early 30s now playing the most meaningful basketball of his career and, generally speaking, like, making a real accounting of himself for it. I'm pumped. I guess say this about it. There is a non-zero chance that TJ McConnell could become an NBA champion in part because of a major play or plays or shot hit by TJ McConnell in one of those finals games. For the record, I am not picking them. I think Oklahoma City is kind of a wagon, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that he hits a big shot at a big time and they end up winning the NBA title in part because of real tangible efforts from that guy. So I think I'll be watching. I do wonder if people out there are going
to... Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I end up doing the same. PM Team Pony out today, taking a little long weekend, recovering from having like a small 8-pound snake draped around his shoulders. I don't think he recovered too well. He might have been doing some blue-collar work as well that he wanted to take some time off for. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You can visit them, southhillskia.net. Right now, you guys know we're having our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon coming up on Thursday from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Very excited about this for a very good cause. We're going to be supporting local volunteer fire departments in the area. Kurt Christoffel is the chief, the fire chief at the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. And he's here because we want you guys to know just exactly kind of what goes into the financial aspect of a volunteer fire department, how much this gear costs, how specialized this stuff is. So, Kurt, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
I'm also glad to see a fellow member of we got the bald brigade in here. I usually have to put the hat back on because our studio lights tend to blind people watching on YouTube right now. But I'm happy to have you in here. And you're the chief right now, the fire chief from Mount Lebanon, but you did start your career as a volunteer firefighter, correct?
Yeah, I started my volunteer fire service when I was 14 years old. I joined the local fire department in Jefferson Hills and was there for about 20 years before I got hired by Mount Lebanon Fire Department.
At 14, what makes you want to join as a volunteer for the fire service?
So we actually had a chimney fire at my house, and there was very little damage. I know everybody was safe, but so I saw how the fire department responded. And I just kind of became enthralled with everything that the fire department does. So I joined the local fire department, and I rose up through the ranks in Jefferson Hills. I ended up serving as the fire chief for Jefferson Hills Fire Rescue for a couple years.
Wow. So I think people, I've said this a bunch about volunteer fire departments in the area because it applies to all of them. You guys are first responders, sometimes maybe having to do water rescues. I mean, there are a lot of different things that the fire service is doing. So tell people who maybe, oh, yeah, okay, like my house caught fire, like somebody's going to respond. Just everything that goes into what the fire service broadly does.
Yeah, so, you know, the fire department is an essential service of the community, just like the police and EMS. But there's a very distinct difference. The fire department, you don't really think about them until they're needed. Mm-hmm. And whenever they're needed, you need them right now. There was a chief out in Chicago that once said that, you know, you don't want two dummies in a pickup truck to show up to your problem. You want five rocket scientists to arrive in a, mm-hmm. you know, on a rocket ship and solve your problem. So, you know, we're never needed until we are, and then that's when it becomes very apparent what we do. We have been doing more with less over the past probably 30 years. So what I mean by that, our volunteerism has gone down in Pennsylvania. You know, we're dealing with probably 10% of what, you know, the fire department was in the 1970s, and we're doing more. So like you said, water rescue, you know, community outreach events, and it's really difficult with less people to do all of those services that we provide.
So like beyond just the services too, there's a training aspect to this. Hey, I want to be a volunteer firefighter. Well, that person can't just, all right, step up to the plate. There's a lot of training, too, that goes into it that I imagine is a big time, you know, takes a lot of time as well.
Yeah, so whenever I started, it was approximately 66 hours of training, and it has gone up now to 166 hours, and that is just the basic level of training. That just kind of, you know, gets you to where you kind of understand what's going on and you can be part of the team. So it's gone up, and along with that, you think about everything that has changed in society. So sports with your kids, you know, just jobs in general, and everything with society, there's so much more to do, and it's just taking more time away from the training that you could do. So we have to be really respectful of people's time and understand that they have life outside of the fire department.
So Kurt Christoffel is joining us right now. He's the fire chief for the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. And you hear about the hours he just told you that go into being training one volunteer firefighter. There's another thing, and we're raising money to support volunteer fire departments in the area. That's why we're doing this Fan 5 alarm coming up on Thursday from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. The cost for the gear here, this isn't just, throw on some pants and a shirt and put on an N95 mask. This is highly specialized gear, all the way through. So can you give people some perspective on the cost to just outfit a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter?
Yeah, so again, going back 30 years, the cost has increased dramatically along with inflation. So the cost of a fire truck is somewhere around $700,000 right now. Whenever, to put it in retrospect, a brand new fire engine, whenever I started, was about $105,000. So $105,000 up to $700,000. The cost of the SCBA, or the air tank that we wear on our back, because we can't breathe smoke, we're not superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wear that. That's $4,500 for one. So if I have 10 firefighters on a scene, that's $45,000 worth of equipment just on their back. And then the turnout gear, the protective gear that we wear, is about between $3,000 and $4,000 per person.
So we're running it up near $800,000 when you count the truck that they're responding on.
And one firefighter.
And one firefighter, you know, multiply it by 10 or whatever, the gear. That is, and you guys, I imagine, are having not only with manpower, but also to do more with less, you know, when it comes to just the increasing prices here, it's, you know, it's just a strain on the budgets, I would presume.
Yeah, so those costs I gave you, that's not including operating costs like utilities. We got to keep the lights on,
right?
Maintain the fire trucks, you know, tires, diesel fuel, all of those things all add up. And I think one of the challenges is that along with all of those costs going up, and remember that time element, these fire departments have to make money to do this somehow.
Right.
So there's a multitude of ways that the fire departments get funding. So one is, you know, from the municipality where they reside, the fire department can get money for them. But you have to remember that the fire department, who is a lot of times in Allegheny County, a volunteer fire department, they are competing for funding with the police department. Mm-hmm. They're competing with EMS, Emergency Medical Services, the DPW for street repairs, for the park. So you want to park, but you also have to pay the fire department a little bit of money as well. So the fire department has historically done that with fundraisers, you know. So
which is more time, by the way, that you're spending fundraising too.
Like absolutely.
Just more of a commitment for the volunteers who are on the staff.
Absolutely. So, you know, bingos, you know, once a week you're going down to the fire department to run a bingo. Mm-hmm. But you're taking into time, you know, the training time and now the increase in calls. So we put a real strain on the volunteers. So, you know, bingos, one of the challenges with bingos was whenever we legalized gambling, a lot of the fire departments lost that bingo because mm-hmm. the people now had a different place to go to gamble. You know, we've done hoagie sales, chicken barbecues, raffles. But again, we're talking about $700,000 and you're going to make, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 on a hoagie sale or a chicken barbecue. So the funding has become a problem.
And that's why what we're doing on Thursday matters so much, why whatever donation you out there listening can provide matters so much. Every bit helps. I thought you were going to say the problem with the bingos was those ladies playing bingo are absolutely ruthless, and you were, you know.
They are. I'm afraid. I will never go to another bingo. I'm afraid.
But this is really important stuff. That's why we're doing it. That's why anything you can donate to our 5-Alarm Marathon to support local volunteer fire departments really helps. We're doing this starting 8 a.m. Thursday morning all the way to 10:30 a.m. Friday morning. Live, local, nonstop. All of us, all hands on deck. He is Kurt Christoffel. He is the fire chief for the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. Thank you for coming in.
Do I got one more second?
Yes, you got one more second.
I'm going to throw a pitch out there that I just heard out in the hallway.
Let's do it.
I would encourage all of your listeners to pick a monetary number. So whether it's a penny, a dime, a quarter, or a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that your staff is looking up how many times the name Aaron Rodgers has been
said
on
one more.
Your radio station. So take that monetary number, multiply it by how many times, and that's what you can donate to this great cause.
If you've been out there pulling your hair out at the constant "No news is still somehow news with Aaron Rodgers," that's a good way to channel your frustrations. Kurt Christoffel, again, fire chief of the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. Thank you so much for coming in and shedding a little light on what all of you guys do. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks for having me.
And to Kurt Christoffel, he's the fire chief, Mount Lebanon Fire Department, just for telling people what's up and kind of what the volunteer firefighters out there do for you. It's a lot, kind of a classic story, and for something as important as firefighting, I think one that is unfortunate. Smaller budgets, more asks of their time, their services. So I put out the donation link. If you want to get an early donation in before we start on Thursday, I just tweeted it out. You can do that if you want to. I'll try to share that one as well via maybe my Instagram page as well. And also your 2025 or the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts, those are available online. Excuse me. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. Portion of the proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments. All right, Don. Time for a little weekend in review. You ready? You want to get to the funny part, the genuine heartwarming thing first that I teased to, or you want to get to the regular stuff? Why don't we go regular stuff?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Scottie Scheffler is just a machine. I don't even remember if I said something about him on TGIF. I think I might have. Ben Griffin was winning the Memorial for a while until he wasn't. Did I say something about the NBA? I might have. I might have said I was watching the NBA, McConnell closing them down. I don't care. I'm talking Scheffler here for a minute. Just a machine, dude. It's like watching Tiger Woods, honestly, in his prime. Almost always the right shot at the right time. Never blinks. Never does anything that makes you think he's got it under anything but total control. Waits for everybody else around him to screw up. Tough golf course. Ran away from the field. Ended up winning comfortably yet again. Four shots clear of second place. Ben Griffin, nice story. Thanks for coming. Jack Nicklaus afterwards. Jack's getting up there in his late 80s now, Donnie, where he absolutely doesn't give an F what he says about any of these guys. His comments after, did you catch him? Probably not. He goes, yeah, Ben Griffin, Sepp Straka, Nick Taylor, they're all nice players. Scottie Scheffler knows they're not in his league. So basically, he just never had to put his foot on the gas pedal. He basically said, yeah, these guys aren't real elite golfers, so Scheffler's just cool to do his thing. I would feel kind of crappy if I were one of those guys. Ben Griffin's gone on like a major heater right now. He's won twice on tour this year, albeit once in a team event. Straka's won twice on tour this year. And here's Jack Nicklaus, still arguably the GOAT, just being like, yeah, he's basically going against, he had plumbers, fire, you know, plumbers, firemen, cops, what else do we have? Bricklayers. Basically laborers and skilled workers, that old bit. The Bob Cousy bit going against him. What else do we have? Do I have any trades? Electricians he was going against. He just makes him sound like a bunch of guys who play golf for a hobby on the weekends. It was unbelievable out of Nicklaus. Just crucifying these poor dudes.
With the way things sit right now, would you take Scheffler or the field?
Scheffler. I know that the field is way better and it has Bryson and it'll have Rahm and it'll have guy like Oberg, but he hits the right shot at the right time every time. He drives the ball accurately. He is a wizard around the green. If he putts it well at Oakmont, he's going to win. I think there's a very real chance he could win three out of the four majors this year. Like, it's just, it's a run that we have not seen since, and you were too young, honestly. Tiger in his prime in like 2000 from that, like, really from 2000 right up until he beat Rocco, and then went on a major drought and had all the injuries and the marital stuff. This is what Tiger did almost all the time. Just kind of waited for the field to screw up. You'd look up and there he is creeping around at fourth on the leaderboard. And then if he had the 54-hole lead, it was done. Scheffler's, I think, won his last 9 or 10 in a row when he's had the 54-hole lead. He's a machine, dude.
So you'd say boring but smart bet for the U.S. Open.
Boring golf, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a bet, yes. I think it's you're getting the worst value there, but do you want to bet on the guy who's going to win or not? Like, I know it's fun to bet long shots, but come on. I think he could win 10-plus majors. I think he's that good.
What's he at right now?
He's only at 3. The PGA was the first one he's won that wasn't at Augusta. He won 2 Masters. He's won a PGA. I think he's probably going to win this one. He'll be at 4. And I just, like, Rory's a little too wild with the driver. Bryson has, like, bad irons right now that are for some reason going sideways on him. He's just a machine. Ben Griffin, with the glasses that he has, they said he looked like the T-1000 in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. The actual Terminator is just a guy from Texas who makes it look much, much, much easier than it actually is. Anyway, what was yours, weekend in review?
I mean, mine, you know what I was up to because I wasn't here on Friday.
Wedding review, baby.
I did pretty much what I do every other weekend in the spring and summer. I'm starting to push the record set by Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn in 2005, but the difference is those guys crashed weddings. I'm invited to all these things. Sarah and I have actually started like a countdown of like amount of weddings before our own.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're down to 4 because guess what we have this weekend?
A wedding.
But then we get a little break.
Do you have fun still this? You sound like a man who's like, oh, another one. Whether it's your friends or her friends that are getting married, like you sound just like a beaten man. Like you can only drink so many vodka sodas right now.
I mean, like weddings are a very fun time. I'm not going to act like going to a wedding of whether it's a
buffet this weekend or casual friend. Buffet or plated dinner this weekend?
It was a buffet.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was really good.
Meatballs in the buffet?
No, it was more like barbecue style.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. I thought it was I thought the venue was great. The buffet was really good. The potatoes were amazing.
The potatoes?
Yeah.
What kind was it? Just roasted?
Yeah, they were just kind of like your home fried potatoes.
Oh, that's clutch.
But yeah, I mean, like the one this past weekend for one of my best friends, so I was in the wedding, which obviously has a lot more involvement. You're there on the Friday going through the rehearsal stuff. Then
you're tweeting. You were doing kind of that pony emotional tweeting about it. You're like,
I did kind of chuckle there, thinking of that.
Being up there for one of your best friends getting married is a top feeling in life or whatever. I just laughed.
It is a cool feeling,
though. It's just the pony emotional posting is becoming a very funny bit of his where he's just like, remember to tell your loved ones that you love them.
I did have that thought sending that one off. I was like, this feels a little bit like pony.
Somebody said I need
9 p.m. on a Saturday.
Somebody said that I was tweeting a lot this weekend. I was doing a throwback weekend of just tweeting inane stuff, and people said somebody's got to check on Mueller when I was saying anything can be a cheesesteak if you want it to be. Just tweeting dumb stuff.
What was that one about?
Because I made like cheesesteaks for me and Al, but obviously mine don't have the cheese on them. And they were like, buddy, you made a steak sandwich. I said, no, I didn't. It's a cheesesteak. I just didn't put cheese on it.
Throw the cheese whiz on there.
Wit whiz. No, I didn't.
It does make a difference. I mean, you lived in Philly, so you got to know that the cheese whiz does make the difference.
Well, I had John's roast pork when I lived there. I actually ate a cheesesteak there with cheese on it. Pat's and Gino's are two of the most overrated places on the planet. Like, you just, everybody that, I haven't even eaten there, but every Philadelphian will tell you, like, you know, Tony Luke's is good. D'Alessandro's and John's Roast Pork, I bet, might be the Holy Trinity, actually. D'Alessandro's and John's Roast Pork are just off the charts.
Tony Luke's has gone big now. Like, they have changed.
Yeah, I think they might have kind of gone the wrong direction. By the way, you did strike the funny Donnie wedding pose that I'm a big fan of, where the tie has come off. You got, like, the black undershirt or whatever the hell you were rocking.
Yeah.
You in one of those pictures with Sarah, she looks radiant, as always. And you just look like a guy who is either midstream about to get after it or like has already very clearly gotten after it. I love it. It's a great look. Anyway, bury the lead here. We all love those heartwarming stories about somebody like stepping up to the plate, like in a youth sports setting, great sportsmanship or people being great. I actually believe, I mean this genuinely, that maybe the best one of these little stories of small town America, somebody doing something cool that benefits kids, happened in Beaver County. Not only, Donnie, did it happen this weekend in Beaver County, none other than Nicholas Harry Callis is the responsible party. So he did a youth baseball and softball showcase. He was at the West Mayfield Little League up in Beaver Falls, I believe. And I'm just going to read the email from one of the West Mayfield coaches. And this is what they wrote to, like, Craig, our boss, and to the rest of the promo bosses. Hey, personally, it could not have gone any better except for the weather, especially for the kids and families. I cannot thank you all enough. Hundreds, yes, hundreds of positive responses. Mr. Harry Callis was outstanding. Okay, like, good job, Harry. Let's see, whatever. It's the rest of the email. He even volunteered to umpire the 10 and under game and would not take gas money as a result. Harry and the Associates, which is a name for a band if I ever heard one, were so kind and caring to our children. Please remember West Mayfield Youth Baseball in the future. Thanks a billion. Here's what happened. Ump apparently did not show up for the game. Callis told everybody, hey, like, I'm certified ump, basically. Like, I've umped baseball games. We know Callis likes baseball 20 times more than any other sport. I'll ump the game for you. He didn't have to do that. If those kids don't have an ump, those kids don't play the game. Like, the parents don't really usually, I think, ump in those situations. Callis had the pads in the back. Somebody had umpire pads, gave them to Callis. There is a picture on our website of Harry, like, black shorts, orange shirt, looks like a pen, like he's doing traffic directing, squatting behind home plate, calling balls and strikes.
That's a tremendous move by Harry.
It really is, man. Like, I give him three cheers. That's an awesome gesture.
It also got me curious as to what his big strikeout call is.
Hey, hey. Hello, you're gone.
And I'm wondering if any parents got fired up by a bad call.
I think if a guy doing an appearance for a radio station,
fact that he stepped up, nobody could be really upset.
If he could miss somebody worse than Don Denkinger did at first base, it could be like a bang-bang play that's actually like a four-step difference. And if he gets it wrong, you just kind of like, hey, it's okay.
You, sir, are out of here.
That's what I really, like, if somebody really gave him lip, I'd like you to take your guff elsewhere. Hello, you're gone. What would he have? He has to have a ring-em-up call.
Yeah, we got to figure out. I mean, we're going to see him all day on Thursday and Friday. We got to find out what that strikeout call is.
The picture is legitimately worth 10,000 words. He's squatted down. He's in perfect position, just calling balls and strikes. They needed him in San Diego on Friday night. He wouldn't have messed up that call.
Yeah, that's a very big move.
Mr. Davis, take your base. The game is tied at 3.
Yeah, I just kind of giving him a hard time for the imaginary Harry calls, but that is a terrific gesture by him. I'm very proud of the guy. And you know what? Here's the other thing. He doesn't have kids or anything. He probably didn't have anything else immediately after going on. I bet you he was in his glory once he put the ump gear on.
Take your pace.
Like riding a bike again.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Fires up the right hand on a big strikeout call.
You're out. Son, you need to develop a better eye.
I wonder, last thought on that, I wonder if he understands that when it's 10-year-olds pitching, you've got to expand the strike zone a little in favor of the pitcher, or else some of these kids...
Oh, you're going shins to shins. Easily.
Right, I mean...
That ball could be up here.
Oh, I love it when they're doing the Little League World Series, and these are, like, objectively some of the best 12-year-old baseball players in the world, and the umps are calling stuff that's in the lefty batter's box an outside strike. It's incredible.
Oh, there's some of the worst strike zones you'll see all year. But, I mean, again, it's Little League baseball.
The late Screaming Joe, who when he called baseball games in Westview Ross when I was growing up, wanted to be called Westview Joe as a baseball ump and Screaming Joe as a basketball ump. He once enraged my coach, Mr. Washington, by calling a ball that bounced on home plate into the catcher's glove a called strike 3. Imagine you're standing there and the ball skips on home plate right into the catcher's glove, not even like high up into the guy's glove where it looked like a middle of the plate pitch. The ball hits home plate and he catches it and he goes, you're out.
Then you'd have the old school dad who's like, you got to swing if it's close, son.
Yeah, son, if it bounces, you got to swing. That's Westview Joe back there. All right, good job by Callis, though. And all kidding aside, very, very cool thing that he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.